Blackstone Audio presents Paint the Bird by Georgianne Packard. This book is read by Robin Miles and Kirby Hayborn. For Bruno, Gunley, Kusi, Danny, Pobby, and Ralphie. Siblings by chance, friends by choice. To keep faith, to hold fast to illusory things, to chase an ill-defined and evasive love, to attempt to render these in color, shape, a pretend reality, is to paint the bird, the one in flight, fluid, ensouled, rapturously formless, confined by memory, impossible to paint. Rara avis. Faith. Chapter 1. Raw Sienna. The second day after Ash Wednesday. I've read that a writer writes to understand what he is thinking. A painter, one like me, paints to unearth what he is feeling, then must find a way to bury again the pain he exhumes. Abraham Darby. A woman and two men, all without coats, are smoking just outside the restaurant. Sarah has walked west along Christopher Street, then north on Washington, and comes to stand next to the three. They are now four corners of a square, the four directions on a map. Sarah is south. The three strangers look at her, but Sarah stares at the door of Malatesta and the animated crowd beyond, though the entrance and her line of vision are partially blocked by East, the woman. Sarah waits for clear passage, but says nothing. The two men exhale in unison. "Care for a smoke?" East asks. Sarah does not smoke. "Yes, please, that would be lovely." The woman pulls a hard pack from her massive purse, a thing that, to Sarah, resembles a cow's stomach. The new cigarette is lit by the handsome, artsy, possibly gay, West. They enjoy their cigarettes in silence. A couple enters the restaurant during this time, cupping their hands over mouths to protect them from the deadly fumes. They scurry in. Seating is limited. No reservations. It's Friday night, in the early stages of February.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?